or ask me translation.
Sri Gaur Vishwanath Babaji Maharaj has sung that kirtan, Dhotai Go Premamai Radhe Radhe. There he is remembering the bhajan of Sri Raghunath Das Goswami. Sometimes at Radhakund, sometimes at Shamakund, sometimes in Niruban, he would chant very loudly with great separation, Dhotai Go Premamai Radhe Radhe. Whereas Srimati Radhika gone, she is full of prema. The day is divided to 20 dandas, therefore 16 dandas he would perform kirtan, and 4 he would sleep. If someone could perform bhajan like this, their lives are successful. Therefore, Vallabhacharya, even though generally they worship in Vatsali Ras, still he had the good fortune to come to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. At that time, he was the most learned pandit in all of India. But when he came to see Mahaprabhu, he said, I have written a commentary on the Srimad Bhagavatam, but I have not accepted the commentary of Sridhar Swami. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, one who does not accept the Swami, Sridhar Swami, or the husband, he is like a prostitute. Sri Vallabhacharya considered himself to be a great learned scholar, but in front of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, Sri Ramananda Roy, Sri Swarup Damodara, Sri Raghunath Das Goswami, then he was like a duck in front of swans. But by the assault, he said to Mahaprabhu, I have written a commentary on the name of Krishna. Mahaprabhu said, I don't know any explanation of the name of Krishna. I know Krishna is Yasodanandam, Nandanandam. Therefore, by so much association, he decided to take Gopal Mantra from Sri Gadadhar Pandit. Sri Gadadhar Pandit was a little bit shy and afraid, but on the indication of Mahaprabhu, he took Gopal Mantra from Sri Gadadhar Pandit. There, in the Gopal Mantra, there is Gopijana Malabhaya. There is no question of Vatsali Ras. There is only the mood of service to Radha Krishna, especially to Srimati Radhika. His son, Vibhulacharya, was also a great learned person, and by the association especially of Sri Raghunath Das Goswami, that he got so much respect for the service of Srimati Radhika. Therefore, in his prayers, we see so much regard for Srimati Radhika. Therefore, he said in his prayers, if we get the mercy of Srimati Radhika, is there anything left to achieve? If one gets the mercy of Srimati Radhika, one gets the result of both Pushti Marg, which is Radhika Bhajan, and Mahajara Marg, which is Bhadi Bhakti. He had prayed, Shama Sundar Shikanda Shekhar, Smara Hasya Guruji Manohara, Tam Radhika Rasika Tvam Kripam Nidhi Swapriya Charana Tinkaram Guru. He is praying directly to Krishna. Which Krishna, on whose head the peacock feather is nicely situated, who is smiling mildly with a flute in his hands? Which flute, Holy Mohini, Holy Mohan Manohara, that flute which attracts the mind of all the living entities in Vrindavan? O Shamasunda, you are Radhika Rasika, you are most beloved of Srimati Radhika. Therefore, please give me your mercy and make me your maidservant. There, they pray, O Srimati Radhika, Krishna is your beloved. Therefore, there is non-direct relationship with Krishna. There is relationship with Krishna through Srimati Radhika. Then Krishna's eyes are like bumblebees. And Srimati Radhika's face is very attractive, like a lotus flower. Just like the bumblebee takes nectar from the flower, in the same way the eyes of Krishna are always searching, drinking the nectar of the face of Srimati Radhika. Therefore, O Krishna, be kind to me. Give me a place on the feet of Radhika's lotus feet. It is for this reason I am doing your bhajan. With a straw in my teeth, O Madan, O Krishna, I pray for nothing else except to become the maidservant of your beloved. Hey, Jodha Chuprena, Bhatsvanakiri. Therefore, there is a little difference between Vallabhacharya and the Goswamis. In the Balabh Sampradaya, they are praying directly to Krishna for the service of Radharani. But the Goswamis have taught us No, we should pray directly to Radhika, to Yogamaya, to Vrinda Devi, to Visakha, and to Likalita, and Yamuna, because they can give the service of Radharani. There is no need to pray directly to Krishna at all. Yamkam api rajakuli, rajamkam api rajakuli, shivam jaya prakshasapaksha paravim adavidhiman. The devotees are praying to you. Oh, Lalita, you know everything. If Lalita sees any gopi, anyone is inclined towards the service of Radhika, she immediately prakshasapaksha paravim, she brings them into the group of Radharani. Therefore, and Lalita arranges for birth in Vrindavan. Hey, Bhaja, can't you? Hey, Utpad mat karo, baith ja, chup ja, theek se suno.
Utpad mat karo, baith ja.
Therefore, one time Krishna was at Bansibad and he had a desire to engage in pastimes. But Krishna was alone, he could not enjoy. Now you can enjoy when you're alone. Therefore, as he had a desire to enjoy pastimes, from the left side of his body manifested Srimati Radhika. And what happened? Radha. She ran towards him. Ra means Anurag. And Da means to run. Daro. Therefore, Radha, because she ran to Krishna with Anurag. Therefore, also, because she is worshipful. Krishna worships Srimati Radhika. Therefore, her name is also Radha. Krishna performed aradhana of her. Therefore, one time, Nanda Baba, Yasoda, Nanda Baba, Upananda, Sunanda, all the Brijavasis had a meeting, a beta. They said, many demons have come, like Keshi. And also the grass, there is a shortage of grass for the grazing of the cows. Therefore we should leave here and go to Mahaban. Mahaban is very nice on the bank of Yamuna. It is very cool and there is much grass there for the service of the cows. Therefore there in Gokul, Krishna took birth from the womb of Yasoda. Then Narada, when he knew that Parabrahma Sri Krishna has appeared, he knew Krishna cannot be without his energy. She must be here somewhere. Therefore, Narada Muni searched all Brajamandal. Finally, he came to Ravel. Nanda Baba, he had gone to Gokul, and his dear friend, Vrishabhanu Maharaj, along with all the cows and his family, went to Ravel. Therefore, Narada approached Vrishabhanu Maharaj and asked, "Do you have a son?" He said, "Yes, I have a son. His name is Shidam." "Do you have a daughter also?" "Oh yes, one just came." Then Narada Muni said, "Oh, I want to see her hand and the time of her birth. I can make her astrology chart. Therefore quickly go and bring ingredients for puja like duba grass, some paddy seed, yogurt." Therefore as Vrishabhanu Maharaj and the other devotees went outside, then Narada Muni began to pray to Srimati Radhika. How Srimati Radhika had appeared in Ravo. Sometimes due to different days of Brahma, sometimes he appears, Radharani appears in Vrishabhanu court, sometimes she appears in Yamuna. Therefore every day Vrishabhanu Maharaj would go for bath in Yamuna before Brahma Mahotsa. There one day, on this day Radhastami, he saw a 1,000 petal lotus. On that lotus he saw a newly born girl. She was very beautiful and effulgent. She was very effulgent and beautiful. She was playfully kicking her hands and feet and sucking her toe. Vrishabhanu Maharaj, seeing her effulgence, became very happy, took her up and gave her in the lap of Kirtika Devi. Therefore, Radhika is specially known as Vrishabhanu Nandini, Vrishabhanu Kumari, especially because Vrishabhanu Maharaj has more affection for Radhika than Kirtika Devi. Therefore, very few people call Srimati Radhika Vrishabhanu Nandini or Kirtika Kumari. Then Narada Muni, he prayed to Radhika. "I know that you are Krishna's Lagini Shakti. Please give me your darshan." Therefore, Srimati Radhika gave Dash to Narad Muni along with all the Astasakis in her Kishori form as a young girl, teenager. Narad Muni was astonished and closed his eyes. That time Lita said, hey, don't close your eyes, now it's time for darshan. You can close your eyes afterwards. So Narad Muni, he did many prayers. Radharani disappeared. Then Narad Muni went to Narad Kund. That name has recently been given. And he performed austerities there for thousands of years until he became a gopi. Some say there is no name of Radharani in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Neither have the Vedas mentioned her directly. But this idea is completely false. Because Bhagavatam has given, and the Vedas have given Radharani's name in an indirect manner. Just like if we say, oh, there's one boy, black complexion, playing a flute. Who is he surrounded by the gopas and friends? Who is he? It is not saying he is Krishna, but he is given, Krishna is mentioned indirectly. In the same way, Radharani is mentioned in the Bhagavatam. Anuradhi Tanganyam Bhagavan Hariswaram, there the name of Radharani is given in a concealed manner. Radhastasa Dhamne, Sukadeva Goswami has said. Sukadeva Goswami has not mentioned her name directly because Radha Vicharana Martina Sarmasa Uchaya Bode. If he hears, only says Radharani's name, he will become unconscious for 6 months. Then how he can speak the Bhagavatam because Pariksha Maharaj will be dead by the time he comes to consciousness. Therefore Bhagavatam has said, Kvachit Gopi, one Sangopi, one Gopi, Dhyana Krishna Sangama, who was remembering her previous association with Krishna. Understanding that Krishna had gone to Mathura and Krishna cannot be without a beloved for even 5 minutes, she's seeing a black bee, Srimati Radhika began to abuse that bee. Oh, foolish bee, you do not know how to pacify an angry lady. You must be a big fool, just like your master. Therefore, the glories of Radharani have been given in the Brahma Vaivat Puran, especially in the Garga Samhita. So much reference is there. Deva Puran, as I said, Devi Krishna Mai Pratta, Radhika Pada Devata, Sarva Lakshmi Mai Sarva, Kanti Samohito Pada. Who is Srimati Radhika? She is Krishna Mai. She is full of Krishna. Every particle of her body is for his seva. Even though Krishna is Rasik Shekhar, he is full of ras. When he sees Srimati Radhika, he becomes unconscious. Even though Krishna is Adidev, Krishna Deva Bhavanthamavande, he is the Deva of all the demigods. But still, Krishna's Deva is Srimati Radhika. The three worlds chant Krishna mantra. But what mantra does Krishna chant? He chants Radha's mantra, the Radha Gayatri. He took initiation from that. And how is he chanting that mantra? On the bank of Radha Kund, three times taking bath with great affection and concentration. He's chanting the name of, containing the mantra. He's chanting the mantra containing the name of Srimati Radhika. He is the root cause of Uma Rama Satta Sachi Chandarupini Radha Avatara Sava Amnayamani. She is the root of all Shakti Tattva. And she bewilders everyone. When Krishna sees Radhika, then how he becomes mad. Radhika, Radhika, Radh, Bhamasi, Karadi, Vitam, Skaritam, Sakandam, Rastam, Chakita, Vasanam, Rajaraj, Sunam, Yaskanam, Chakatasada, Muchatasya, Tam Radhika, Padachapi, Kim Kuru, Kim Kuru. Then Krishna, in order to break the mouth of Radhika, what is he not doing? Mamsikara Nipatam Skaratam Sanyanam. He's offering his flute, his peacock feather, Rasta Pita Vasanam Rajaraja Suno. The king of Vrindavan is offering his pitamba, his flute, his peacock feather. And last, he is offering his head to the feet of Radhika. Yad Radhika Parichari Kim Guru. When Srimati Radhika will be merciful and give me her seva. What to speak? That time when Krishna sees Radhika, he begins shaking, and the Madhumanga, hey, don't do that here, Nagaraja, Baba and all the elders are here, control yourself. What to speak of the glories of Srimati Radhika? Just see the glories of the servants of Radhika. Sri Prabhadananda Saraswati Thakur has exclaimed, Yatkin Kanishtu Bhaso Karukatra Bani Nityam Parasya Purusasa Sikandamoi Tasya Kara Rasmini Vishamanu Jaya. Sri Prabhadananda Saraswati has said, what to speak of the glories of Srimati Radhika, just see the glories of the servants of Radhika. Radhika has given order, Krishna should not be allowed in my kunja. Indeed, no black object should come. Therefore, Krishna is coming, and again he is doing pranam and offering prayers to the feet of Rupa and Radhimanjaris, but they are forbidding him. Therefore, Prabhupada Saraswati has said, if I could become a stick in the broom which cleans the kunja, which cleans the place of Srimati Radhika, if I could somehow be engaged in her service, my life would be successful. Go, Premanandi. So, old ladies, they will go with Umadidi to collect chow at Subhash Naga.
Hare Krishna. Jai Jai Shri Radhe. खुशियाँ मना रहे हैं हम लाडली राधे की खुशियाँ।